Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to Chimpeons to Deadlands Reloaded, an actual play podcast telling the story of three drifters using the Savage Worlds rules and Deadlands Reloaded setting. This episode is sponsored by our patrons, Inner Cube TV, Ben Styles, Stuart McQueen, Tayshul, and Doug Blath. And now that's out of the way, on with the show. So yeah, last time we left you standing in the burnt ruins of the Daily Mansion, looking down at the remains of what must have been Mr. Daily once, and it's Arthur. Burnt. Arthur, yeah. And I'm trying to be serious.
Sorry.
Back it up. It's all right, I'll undermine myself in moments, don't worry about it. So yeah, his burnt and decaying corpse is now further broken and torn by a few bullet holes and some horrible sort of rends from Wolf's tomahawk. So as the thunder of the shots from Jebediah's pistol and Reverend Allen's chanting sort of dies in the air and silence comes crashing back in, you know, it's not a single curtain twitches or light comes on.
No reaction.
Yeah, no reaction at all. Only the solitary call of distant eagle in this sort of deafening silence.
So that's a sign.
I think they're used to us by now.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, the three of you sort of scoop up Daly's body and carry it back to the mausoleum, which door is unsurprisingly ajar. And as you stare into the blackness of the interior, Jebediah gestures, and the interior lights up with a dim lantern light. And inside you see the three stone plinths, two are empty. On the third stands a stone coffin, which the lid is slightly askew on. And you lay Daly back to rest, and Reverend Allen says a few words. And then as you sort of head back to the schoolhouse, with sort of Jebediah, fingers are sort of nervously twitching, eager to free this knowledge that he's recently gleaned by, you know, playing the cards.
While suggesting that the others, you know, get a good night's rest. I'll keep watch. Don't you worry. Looking around furtively.
Is there something on your mind?
Just.
I know it's a bit of a horror that we saw out there at the Daily Ranch, but, you know, we did the right thing. Put him to rest. You should be able to sleep sound tonight.
Indeed you should. And, well, if you're taking the second watch, Wolf, you get your head down and I'll let you know when the dawn's near in.
I don't know why you don't just get to sleep yourself at a normal time.
What you
watching for?
There's some strange goings on around this place, and I don't trust that marshal for one. And I can't help but feel that there's some folks around here wouldn't mind seeing the back of us. So,
are you thinking they'll come a creeping in the night and do us a mischief?
Well, you know, just a couple of nights back, there were those fellas with the mining accoutrements. I don't think we can take any chances just yet, simply because this place is now the most sanctified in the whole town.
But I'm a reckoning the good Lord will protect us from anything like that now. I have my faith. Surely you have your faith.
Indeed I do, but, it takes me a little while to get to sleep, as you may have noticed, so...
That's because you're always in the jewel till the early hours.
That's where his faith is, under the sheets.
Well, thank you for your input Wolf. You seem to know an awful lot about...
You'll be in there a-hailing Mary on the flesh altar.
Anyway, fellas, you must be tired after all your exertions of the past hour, so I suggest you get your heads down before this turns ugly.
Yeah.
Turns ugly? What are you saying?
Good turn in. I'm going to turn in. Good sleep.
So, yeah, you let them two settle down, Jebediah, and then you use your deck to call back this vision.
Yeah, so I don't know if the Reverend is observing anything, but I appear to be playing patience and laying the cards out and so forth, which has been a kind of ritual most nights, along with the reaching for the bottle and slowly linking myself into, you know, near a stupor.
So yeah, as you deal out the cards on the you know, sort of makeshift table, well, you don't have to use a makeshift table because there are still a few intact desks. As you play each card, your sort of vision, you know, sort of tunnels in. And as you become aware of, like, you know, the shifting of the school surrounding you from, you know, the sort of the, you know, this modest classroom to sort of the opulence of what must have been the Daily Mansion in its heyday. You see a man, which presumably is Daily, based on, you know, the corpse and your vision. A reasonably handsome man in his sort of late Middle Ages, sort of hair greying at the temples, standing looking down at a desk that's strewn with paperwork. He sees, like, ledgers clearly sort of outlining his, you know, the poor states and dwindling states of his finances, intermingled with numerous bills of ownership for various land holdings in the town. You may spot the deeds for where the school is, and, you know, the materials to, you know, to build it, all that sort of thing.
Cool.
As you're watching this, he sort of slams another piece of paper down on the desk, which you see is a relatively polite rejection letter about running a rail spur to Coffin Rock. Then as he reaches for his sort of nearly empty whiskey glass, his complexion goes sallow, and he suddenly grits his teeth in pain. And you see panic sort of flood into his eyes as he leans forward, bracing himself against the desk, and then drops back into his chair, clutching at his chest. You see, he tries to sort of take stock and, you know, sort of regulate his breathing, which has become sort of really shallow and fast. But the pain's obviously racking through him. And the last sound he and you hear is the solid thunk of his forehead hitting the desk, as his heart finally succumbs to the enormous strain that he's been placing on himself, you know, trying to keep this place alive.
Wow. The plot thickens. So I shall go back to my cards and my whiskey.
So, yeah, the night passes peacefully. It sounds like you're taking watches, so yeah, you take your watches, but you're not disturbed. And next morning dawns. What are your plans?
So, initially, I was saying that we should wait for the Reverend to come back into town so we could follow him into the hills.
Yeah.
Anyone got any alternative suggestions?
Well, I think we should go up into the lower hills, see what trails we can find.
Nope. Well, I was going to wait for the Reverend to take us up.
That's a week.
Because obviously he's a known to the folk up there and knows where he's going.
Yeah, if there's anybody up there.
Well, this is true. You think we could find something on our own?
Well, we can find the well-trod paths. We could set out to the main mine, Daly's mine. I'm sure we could find directions from somebody here.
You think you could find where that is?
Yeah. That's what I do.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, a few people have mentioned it.
Yeah. I ain't no tracker. I don't know. I like to sit in my carriage and amble along. I ain't one for knowing the ways of the land that much. The ways of the Lord? Definitely, sir. But if you think you can show us the way, then I'll gladly follow.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you'd probably have picked up roughly where the mine is and everything, because it has come up in conversation a few times. So, sorry for the listeners, I've just dropped sort of the area map on. Obviously, you don't know where it, to this detail, but you know roughly where the Cooked Earth mine is, and you can clearly see the Coffin Rock mess. Well, it's got this strange, almost coffin-like shape to it, so that's easily seen from several miles away.
Put my finger in my mouth and then I'll put it in the air. Right, let's go west.
There's nothing there.
Exactly.
We're on the west of the map.
Exactly.
Here be dragons.
Do you know that the earth is flat?
Of course it is.
So what happens if you go off the edge of the map?
The wind picks you up and blows you back on.
old method role playing. Fantastic. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Are we going to bother waking up Jebediah? He looks mighty beat.
Yeah, we'll tell him there's another theatre in the hills. The congregation have got clean sheets.
Until he gets there. Jebediah's going to be there to give his soiled sermon.
The sheep preacher.
It's like the horse whisperer.
I hate to think what Holy Communion is.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Yeah.
Gonna wake him up.
The body of Jebediah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. So I want to stay on track, and I'm the one who's doing all the derailing. I'm sorry. Where you are in the Rockies, it's very mountainous, but it's very wooded as well. Yeah, it's not like, you know, stark, barren. I mean, there's plenty of, you know, open space, but there's plenty of, you know, sort of deciduous trees lining the slopes. It's very green. It's not all sort of...
It's not desert rock. It's verdant.
It is very verdant. Piecing together what people have told you, you know, the Cooked Earth Mine is southeast of Coffin Rock, and it's probably, well, it's probably a few hours, because although you've been told it's a couple of hours, yeah, because it's, you know, it's rough trails and stuff up there.
Yeah.
You know, some of the trails are wider because I've had to lug equipment up there, but still, it's not exactly paved road surface and that sort of thing. So you would think also probably, Reverend Allen, that, you know, although your buggy might not be the ideal form of transport for running around in the wilds, you know, that there's going to be some sort of trails leading up there.
Yeah, well, I can always take it up to the mine entrance, I would imagine, and leave it there.
I guess the two landmarks you know of are the main mine, which is the Cooked Earth, or the Coffin Rock Mesa, which is just this big spear of, huge spear of stone that looks a bit like a coffin.
Well, we're looking for a miner, so we might as well head up to the mine. If you guys agree.
Yeah. Let's go.
Lead on, McWolf.
Well, I have to say that you fellas seem to have gotten over that ghastly sight we encountered. Not least the ghastly deed we were forced to do.
Which one?
It needed to be done.
I don't recall doing nothing ghastly. I think we did the right thing at the right time, as the Lord put us there to do. Breakfast?
Yeah, I won't say no. There's something I found out from that corpse, having prayed to the Lord while you guys were sleeping.
Did he come and speak to you, my brother?
He did, in the manner of...
Hallelujah!
Indeed. Indeed, hallelujah. And he showed me a vision of Dale's last moments. And, well, the strange thing is, here we were thinking that he was murdered and that his mansion was burnt down around him, but, well, he died of natural causes, it seems, and... You have to wonder, why would anyone go to the trouble of burning down the house if the man died naturally?
If the man passed naturally?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was someone that had a vengeance to the Daly family anyhow. Doing it in spite.
Or they were trying to frame someone.
But who?
Well, didn't they hang somebody, hang a miner for it?
I don't recall. I'm a mite forgetful.
Well, they did, and they didn't wait for no circuit judge.
No lawmaker.
No, they. It was a lynching, and I can't recall the name of the fella they put the blame on, but. I'm wondering what this might mean. Anyhow,
I'm sure it's a mite to take in, the double edgedness of all the goings on in this town.
Indeed, What have you guys been discussing? We need to think on this, Sam, but...
We've been discussing whether it was grits for breakfast or maybe finding a side of bacon that we could fry.
Well, what about bacon and grits? That sounds like...
Oh, my hallelujah!
And I have these eggs.
My God!
Wolf's a woman!
Wolf eggs.
Is that right, Mrs. Wolf?
Wolf eggs.
Well, this is a set to be a most godly repast, and
don't eat the eggs.
They're off.
They're very brown. So we were discussing, apart from our morning repast and breaking fast, about heading into the mountains, trying to find young, what's his face?
Jacob.
Jacob. Young Jacob, before waiting for the Reverend to come back into town.
You're not...
Wolf here thinks he could scout this land like no one's business.
Well, from what I've seen of young Wolf, I have every faith in his ability. But,
well, what I've seen, if he can't find it, he'll hit it with that big fuck off tomahawk of his.
So the mine is two hours' ride. We can go there, have a look, and we could come back.
And I think we're right. We should dally no longer and head out there. Somebody there's bound to know where Jacob is, or at least put us on to someone that does. There's got to be someone up there who's knowing where Jacob's gone.
Yeah, that makes sense. And have you any knowledge of where the deacon may have been headed?
You mean the reverend?
Indeed.
The deacon, yeah, the deacon's still in the church. He said that the reverend just goes off to various mines in the hills, but he doesn't know where. He goes where the Lord takes him, I think. Just like me and you.
Indeed. Well, in that case, perhaps the Lord will, through the mediation of Wolf's spirit, perhaps he'll lead us to the same destination as the Reverend.
Well, as I always say, he takes us where we need to be, not necessarily where we need to go.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Is there coffee ready yet? Because I'm a little bit addled. You'll have to explain that particular piece of theology on the road.
Oh, it's of a higher calling. I don't understand it rightly myself.
I have this feeling that every now and again when Reverend Allen preaches, he says something really sort of deep and meaningful and then looks confused.
Yeah. Is that what I meant to say?
He always looks slightly confused.
You're not going to start speaking in tongues or... That's a different kind of...
Yeah.
It helps.
Okay, so I guess we make our preparation after breakfast.
So, yeah, you have your repast, and, the town seems no different this morning than the morning before, which is, you know, quite weird, you know, considering, you know, all the gunfire that went off in the middle of the night last night.
What gunfire?
Jebediah shot the thing a couple of times.
Did he?
Yeah, certainly once. Tear you saddle up. Has anyone named their mounts, by the way?
Delilah.
Horse number three.
Have you came on a horse, Wolf?
Yes, I did. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Call it H4.
H4.
Is that like D-Day?
What, B-Day? Not what the Europeans use.
Is that a type of European horse?
All right, this, I'm just going to get on my horse right out of the town.
Right.
Oh dear.
That's got rid of him.
No, you keep your mouth shut.
So yeah, you saddle up and everything. And yeah, the only unusual thing is that the town just goes on as normal, even though there was, Jebediah was sort of shooting his pistols at God knows what time in the morning.
Weird.
Yeah. They're definitely used to all types of tomfoolery, it seems.
So yeah, as you head out into Coffin Rock and you know the surrounding mountains, you're reminded the grandeur and beauty of the mountains. It's a plethora of trails, you know, leading off in sort of all directions as you head out of town, snaking through the sort of the heavy wooded slopes. The trails, you know, a mixture of, you know, a few sort of man-made, some game trails, you know, dry rivulets, that sort of thing. And there's an array of wildlife makes its presence known, sort of, you know, indirectly. And, you know, barely see movement, you know, the rustling of things as you move along. So, yeah, the Coffin Rock Mesa lies about 4 miles. And you can easily see that above the trees. The Cooked Earth Mine is about the same distance again, roughly, from what you can tell, to sort of the southeast.
And the Mesa is to the south, is that right?
The Mesa's to the south, yeah.
And we know which trail to take.
There's a well-used, if it's the main, it's going to be the well-used track.
Yeah, it stands to reason it would probably be the most heavily used, yeah. So you know, dotted all around these sort of mountains are all these sort of small claims going from, you know, probably panning-type claims off small rivulets, small sort of shallow mines. So as you head out, can you all make me a... Oh, I need everyone to make me a notice roll, and could Wolf also make me a survival check for his tracking? Jebediah and Reverend Allen, obviously, I'm just trying to get a feel for, you know, what you pick up on as you're moving along. So if you think survival is more pertinent and that's your better skill, then by all means use that instead. But I do need a separate survival roll from Wolf just for the tracking side of things.
So you want notice, yeah?
Notice or tracking, whichever you think's most appropriate.
So on my notice, I got 5. On my survival, I got 11. So I got a raise.
Can I have notice rolls from Reverend Allen and Jebediah as well, please?
I'm too busy making sure there's no ruts that my buggy is going to get into.
So yeah, as you sort of head off into the mountains, Wolf, you know, yeah, you can clearly see where the bigger, you know, vehicles have passed in the past, you know, and you would make, you know, well, for me, a fairly safe assumption that those are the bigger vehicles and heavier footfall would have been to the main mine. So, yeah, you're keeping on the track without any problems at all.
I made my notice, by the way, Mark.
So after you've been travelling about an hour or so, see, you sort of, you know, you're a good old way from the town. Jebediah, you're the first one to notice it. You'll all notice it eventually. Sort of rounding the corner, sort of further ahead of you, you see a horse, you know, galloping full tilt towards you. A riderless horse galloping full tilt towards you. Although it is, you know, tacked and harnessed.
Okay.
It's obviously not a wild horse.
Wolf, do you see that?
Did I not see it?
Apologies, yeah, you would see it as well as Jebediah did.
See if I can catch it.
Yeah, by all means, you can. It's up to you how you try and do that. You can try and, yeah, you can try and sort of flag it down, as it were. Do you know what I mean? Calm it and stop it, or you can just try and bloody mount it as it goes by. It's up to you. Riding for one, agility for the other.
Right, well, I'll try and sort of ride alongside it and grab its reins.
Just make me a riding roll, then. I think that's probably the most appropriate.
Oh, God.
So yeah, you know, as it comes by, can you all make me another notice roll? You try and grab it, Wolf. It's just moving too fast, and it's obvious. The thing you do notice is, as you start to try and intercept it, it's obviously spooked. You know, it's you can see the panic in its eyes. You know, it's frothing at the bit. And, you know, as you reach out for it, you know, it sort of veers to one side and, you know, books, you know, kicks towards you but misses.
Yeah. made my notice?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, so... All right, okay, so yeah, Wolf, you're too busy trying to avoid it, bloody, you know, lashing backwards at you, you know, in panic. But Jebediah and Reverend Allen, you both notice that it's saddles, it's askew, like, you know, it's sort of pulled partially to one side, like, you know, the rider's been maybe dragged off of it.
Oh. Well, it's a horseless, it's a riderless horse, and it's just saddle is askew. Yeah, that goes with a riderless horse.
Well, yeah, it looks maybe like it's, you know, for some reason yeah. It's thrown its rider rather than maybe it's just escaped from, you know, from being tied up.
Yeah.
Well, if this, well, I think we should ride on. It may be that something's afoot, and
Wolf there is expertly getting it under control. So we'll carry on and see what's happened to the owner.
Indeed. Well, I'm gonna.
I'll pull up then and let the horse go.
Well, you haven't managed to grab hold of it, goes careering by you. You know, it takes a kick at you as you try and reach it, and just carries on down the trail.
And if they're talking about carrying on, then I think I should go first.
Well, I'm thinking we should make haste, because this may have just occurred.
And yeah, you hear a shot ring out from further up the canyon.
Mm. Right. Spur on then.
So I guess Wolf said he was taking the lead, so
are we bringing up the rear
with the in the full planet panoply of the Lord?
Absolutely. Come on.
Yeah, as you ride around the corner, you see two of these, those creatures that attacked you in the night. These sort of huge mounds of sort of humanoid, muddy, bloody, fiery goo in the trail ahead of you. They seem to be attacking what must have been the rider of the horse, a woman. You see, she's, you know, got a revolver in one hand. She's trying to lead them a merry chase between, you know, several spurs of rock coming out the ground, you know, firing at them. And as you might remember, guns don't seem to do an awful lot to them unless you make a very good shot. You can see she's firing with one hand. A shirt is burnt down one side, where one of them's obviously, you know, struck her and, you know, hurt her arm. I guess, unless you're just going to sit there and watch how this plays out.
Initiative.
So the turn order is Queen of Hearts is Wolf, Eight of Spades is these Bloodman, the Six of Hearts is the Reverend Allen, Five of Hearts is Jebediah, and coming on last is the woman who I may as well tell you her name just to make life easier, who is known as Shelley Pearl, who is on the Two of Clubs. So Wolf, you ride in, by all means make a riding an attack, or you can dismount, but dismounting would be a riding roll anyway, I would think, in this sort of scenario. So,
oh, made it. Four.
So make your attack.
Whee! Got two raises. Wow.
So yeah, you strike at one for how much?
Well, it's 19 plus the bonus damage.
It is indeed.
24.
Jesus, how much? 24, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just cut one of them straight down.
So Wolf rides in, jumps off his horse.
No, I didn't.
No, he's done it from horseback.
Oh,
just
wow.
Rides in.
Rides in and decapitates
it. Decapitates it, yeah. The second one.
I'll look over and give her a wink.
Tries to strike Shelley again.
Get in there before the preacher.
Yeah, hits her, but not with a raise. Oh, man. So it does.
Is she a wild card? She got bennies as well.
It does 11. Yeah, so she's going to spend a white benny and try and soak it. So, yeah, she soaks the wound. So, yeah, it strikes just manages to rake down, you know, a gun arm, searing a shirt. Again, you know, the other arm, you know, along the forearm, but luckily she manages to slide around it. Next it is Reverend Allen.
My, these infernal things again. Well, the Lord will put you in your place. And I'll entangle it.
Okay.
Well, I'll try to anyway. Yeah, so it's neg two, isn't it?
It's neg two for novice and then neg four for the next one up. Neg, it is quite heavy when you...
You see, I only wrote out all my novice skills because I didn't think you could do seasoned until you were seasoned.
Oh, right. Well, there you go then. That's you're all right. But yeah, you can try for the highest one. You just get a bigger neg, and obviously the backlash potential of that can be quite horrible.
So, faith. Ba, 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 da. So, neg two. Yeah, so make it. There's no visible effect apart from... the undergrowth wraps around the thing. So it's -2 to pace and skills linked to agility and strength. If I'd got a raise, it would have been immobile, but...
Jebediah, it is you. As you see, these things begin to wind around its legs.
I've pulled up my horse, and I'm going to... Oh, what's this? Oh, I'm just going to look at these cards in my pocket because I'm thinking about something that I... Oh, yes, and I'm going to cast Boost Trait on Wolf. So I'm going to increase Wolf's vigour, hopefully.
Okay.
Let me make a roll...
Is there any visible effect to this?
Just that I glance at a card. Made it with a raise. I don't think that matters, does it? But
I don't know. I'd have a look at the description. If you make it with a raise, I suspect it probably bumps it two dice rather than one.
Oh yeah, with a raise, two dice. So
so temporarily, Wolf, if you just change your character sheet to whatever dice it is now, raise it by two dice.
It's on 12 now.
If it take. So it was 8 and it's gone to 12, yeah. The only reason I say do it on your sheet temporarily is because it'll reflect in the derived stats as well.
What is your toughness now then? What has your toughness changed to, Wolf?
8.
Cool. Have at it.
Yeah. From 10.
From 10?
Yeah. You've boosted his vigour, and his toughness has gone down by 2. So it doesn't last very long, though, unfortunately.
How long does it last?
Is it three rounds?
Five. In Suede, it's 5, yeah.
So it is a new round, so let me just redeal those. So first is Wolf with a red joker, so you all get a Benny.
Whee.
Next is Jebediah with an ace of clubs. Next is the one remaining Bloodman with a 5 of spades. That's Shelley with a 4 of clubs. And last but not least, Reverend Allen with a 3 of spades. So, Wolf, you get the red joker, means you can act whenever you want. And you also get +2 to whatever you do.
Sound. I'll attack now.
I thought you might.
So I'm going to ride past him the other side.
So just make me a riding for your attack. Remember, you get +2 for your riding as well.
5, 6, 7.
Yeah, just wheel your horse around and swing at the next one.
Oh, yeah. 17, 18, 19.
Holy crap. Yeah, you definitely hit it, and you hit it with a raise, as you may have guessed.
Do I get +2 to the damage? No, I don't.
No, it's just to the skills.
Oh, sorry, yeah. So that's...
I think...
10.
So, yeah, you thunk into it. You sort of skim through the mud, but it just closes up behind the blade.
So I will pull up on the horse and I'm going to jump off so that I won't get an attack next round, will I?
So if you want to do multiple things in a round, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to declare it to start with because it gives you a neg.
All right.
So you could have ridden over, hit it, and dismounted, but you'd have to announce that first because you'd be getting -2 to the dismount and the tear. Next is Jebediah.
Jebediah is going to... He's not going to dismount because he was hoping that Wolf would take it out. So he's going to ride over 1, 2, 3, 4, and attempt a shot from horseback.
Okay, make me a riding roll. If you don't
Excuse
make it,
me.
You're at
yeah.
-2.
Yeah, yeah. Riding. Nope. -2 it is. Shooting. Let's have a look. Oh, no. Shot goes wild.
So, yeah, you take a shot, but, yeah, the horse is spinning around. You know, they're obviously a little bit spooked by this thing.
No worries.
Next is it. So it is... It's entangled, isn't it? So it's a -2 to
strength and agility.
Strength and agility. Movement.
And pace.
So, okay. So, yeah, these the vines are continuing to sort of crawl up its legs. But it's, you know, its sort of faceless head turns towards you, Wolf. You know, you can see it's, yeah, there's, the, you know, slight indentations maybe where its eyes and mouth should be, but it's just shadows of what would really be there. And it raises its, you know, raises its hands up towards you and gouts its own substance at you, you know, spraying you with, or trying to spray you with mud. And, but it's a -2. And unfortunately, yeah, it does get a wild dice as it sprays you almost with its own essence.
Yeah.
This burning hot blood-filled mud sprays all over you. That's 17 points of damage, minus your toughness.
8.
So that's...
9.
Thank you. So you can try and... you can just take that. And I know this is probably the first time a player's been wounded.
Can you use more than one Benny?
You can keep blowing them as long as you want, unless you critically fail.
Right. So I shall use one. To start with. So what am I rolling now? A soak.
Yeah, so it's I think there's a little button on your sheet for you. And ideally you want a raise to try and reduce the wounds.
Rest it. There you go. Oh, I've got 5.
No, so making it reduces it by 1.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna roll another one.
So yeah, you'd need to make it with a raise to soak both wounds. So 6 + 2 = 8. So that's a raise, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, you blow both bennies. And yeah, remember you're getting +2 to all your
rolls. All right, them. Okay.
You know, this gout of crap, you know, this fiery, bloody mess sprays towards you. You know, it catches you in a few places. You know, you get a few minor, you know, little sizzles. But you sort of manage to... I don't know, roll with it, whatever. And because I haven't got around to sorting templates out, we're not going to worry about your horse being wounded. It probably should be, but there you go. Here you go. That's me. That's what I get for being lazy.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm okay.
So you're effectively untouched. Well, bearing in mind when you get hit and you don't take damage, it's assumed you get a few minor bruises and bumps. They're just not worth talking about. You're not completely unscathed. So next it's Shelley. So Shelley skips around this sort of, you know, bluff of rock, takes another shot. Yeah, does she? Yeah, she takes another shot at this thing. She's not a bad shot.